And you know, with all of our day-to-day life, we really need to be pressing into God, because that's the sweet spot. And when we get there, when we touch that, that's when we are touched. That's when we change. That's the fertile ground where we grow. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to hear a rather old message that there's nothing wrong with. Father, the message that you gave Moses, the message that you gave those people, is still the message that you've been speaking from the foundation of the world. That we are welcome at your table. That we are welcome in your family. That we are welcome by you. Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you for being a door that's open to us. Father, we ask your blessing on the Giles, on the ministry, Lord, that they're taking across this nation about your love for us. And then, Lord, that they're going to take back to Poland. Father, we just pray that you would continue to guide their steps. Father, that you would help each of us to not forget this message about not staying back from the mountain, Lord, but to draw close to you, to not be afraid of you, Father, but to be filled with respect for you. And Father, when you ask us to do something, Lord, help us just do it. Help us, Father, to clear out the cobwebs from our ears, from our spirits, that we would recognize your voice and know it when it's you. Father, for this offering that we are about to receive, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We give it in Jesus' name, and we give it to you. In Christ's name we pray. See if you can find that place where you feel pressed down, but not crushed. Because it's really in those moments when you find yourself in that humble, even humiliated spot, where we really come to terms with the fact that He is holy and we are not. That He holds the keys to heaven, and we don't deserve to be there. But that God, in His love and His grace and His mercy, sent a sacrifice for our sin so that we, in our broken condition, could be restored to Him and made whole. That's the message of the cross. That's as plain as I can make it. The wages of sin is death. And instead of us dying, Jesus died in our place. But the gift of God is eternal life. And the gift of God has a name. And His name is Jesus. So, can you put up my first slide and everybody stand and the worship team come? It's going to take her a second because I caught her off guard. Let's read together. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. God's work done here on earth? Is God's work done in you, in your heart? You may be off to a good beginning. You might be off to a good start. We'll let Him finish. Father, we just come to you today, Lord, humbled by the reminder that maybe we do have too much distance between us and you and our relationship, Lord. Help us to be your friend. Help us, Lord, to consider you our friend, that we would be glad to walk in your presence, to spend time with you, to enjoy your company, to just let you be our Father, that we might be your children. Father, I ask your blessings on this congregation. Pray, Father, that you'd help us as we go forward this week. Whatever it is, Lord, that you have in store with us, Lord, give us strength. And Father, I pray that if there's anybody here this morning that has never confessed their sins to you, that they've never received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, they've never invited the Holy Spirit into their heart to lead them and guide them all the days of this life, I pray, Lord, that they would find this strength within themselves to turn their lives to you this day. In Jesus' name.